Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 9 of the Asia Business Investor podcast. Today, we're off to Surat in India. We'll be talking to Vikram Gandhi, who is an entrepreneur from the Indian fashion business. Vikram's company, Multifabrics Corporation, is a leading manufacturer or maker of sari fashions. Vikram has kindly joined us today to share his views on entrepreneurship, the fashion business in India, and what it means to be an entrepreneur in India today. Hello, Vikram. Thanks for joining us on the Asia Business Investor podcast.
Thank you very much, sir. It's my pleasure.
Could you start by telling us about your firm?
Well, Nicholas, actually, I started this Multifabrics Corp almost 10 years back as a small manufacturing unit for various kind of polyester fabrics, like which are used in Indian wears, like sari, salwar kameez. And later on, we have started manufacturing fabrics for Western outfits also. Basically, we were a fabric manufacturing initially. But as the global business scenario was changing at fast pace, we expanded into various other activities. That includes working as an agent for selling and purchasing for many worldwide companies. Also, we are expanding into e-commerce business also, like e-retailing the Indian wares to the worldwide clients. And right now, we are working with many fashion houses worldwide for providing them the Indian fabrics, whatever they need for that. That's my firm.
Okay. So how did you start the business? Can you tell us about how you started your business?
Yes, it's almost 10 years back after I completed my graduation in business administration. Instead of joining some job, I was actually looking for something to do on my own. I'm basically from a business family. So job was never a cup of my tea. Besides that, I was also looking for a field which complements my creative juices. I'm actually basically a fashion designer sort of person.
Okay.
So I always wanted a field that complements what I'm into. So I came to, actually, it's a very interesting thing. I came to Surat. That's where I'm based. Surat is it's in Gujarat state of India. It's considered a fabric capital of India.
It's the largest
Asian market for fabrics and all that. So I came to Surat to attend one of my friend's marriage. So in the day I was looking at going through the markets and all that. I was just amazed by the vastness of business opportunities here. And I was just amazed with that. So I thought, why not try my luck here also? So I joined a running firm as an apprentice intern to the fashion house. It was a business house manufacturing fabric and all that. So I joined there, and for 1 year I worked for a hands-on experience. And after some time I started a small with the help of an investor, the local investor was there. So I just talked with my business planner and all that. He agreed with me. So I started my business there.
Okay, so the first thing you did was get some knowledge from the trade, and then you got an investor early on. And then you built.
I work almost for a year with a running fashion business house, just to get the idea how things works here in Surat and how trade take place.
Okay, and as you said, like the Surat is the sort of the capital of the fabric.
Yeah, it's largest fabric manufacturing in Asian field.
Okay, so it's the place to be for fashion.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay, so. How does the e-commerce bit fit into your business? How does e-commerce fit into what you're doing?
Yeah. It's a very interesting question, actually. When I started, I never knew e-commerce will open gates of unbounded opportunities for me. It was a very small thing. I was a fabric manufacturer over here, and I never thought of this thing. But as this, the internet was taking over the whole scenario of business, I just gave it a thought, since I was already manufacturing sarees and salwar kameez, and I thought it was easy for me to enter this world. And thanks to the Bollywood and growing number of Indian migrants all over the world, I found a great opportunity in this field. I thought it's very, out there in the US or in any country, it's very typical to get a saree or get it stitched or salwar kameez and all that. So I just gave it a thought to create a niche out there. And many companies were out there in the field for e-commerce. So I just thought that I should also try for that. And But the other thing, what I think that I want to succeed in any business, one needs to identify the customer requirement and providing it with a pinch of salt like that. If you give them a customization thing or whatever they require, the basic requirement is there. So I just thought e-commerce will fit into it very good because sarees requires a particular typical style of draping is there, blouse is there. Mm-hmm. Or a salwar kameez has so many styles of stitching is all there. So I thought if I could provide the stitch, the customization thing also, or whatever I think I can add. So e-commerce was looking, and I thought that as the year goes by, the internet is going to take over whole business world. So I thought initially if I get into it, I will get good response over the years. So it was I started the e-commerce. And many things fits in it. Like I have introduced one thing, a party pack. Over the years when I was trading with the worldwide clients, there are many people who like a sari occasionally, they wear occasionally on the party. So I introduced a party pack. In the sari they get jewelry, matching jewelry also there, or a stitch blouse is there. So so it's a kind of package.
You can do a package, right, for the saris?
Yeah.
For the larger parties?
So, e-commerce very much helps it.
That's fantastic. So what do you think are the biggest challenges, or what were the biggest challenges for you to set up your business?
Biggest challenges is that Surat being a manufacturing hub for fabric can be termed a classical example of fully competition market, where entry and exit is the market is open to all. Raw material and production resources are available to all. So the prices are decided by these market forces like demand and supply and all that. So major challenges I faced were initially I faced financial for the business and all that. Mm-hmm. But particularly in Gujarat, the government is very helpful. And apart from that, the private investors are also there. Because see, it's a very large quantum of businesses here there.
Yeah.
So if they see a potential person who has the some good business plan or that, government also helps and the business investors also helps, and that was the main challenge. But as the business goes on, what I found that the basic challenge here faces the competition plus the changes, the pace of change it brings in the fashion industry. Fashion industry is all about the changes. You can't stick to one particular style or one particular kind of fabric.
Yeah.
So in Surat, you have to keep inventing new fabrics and keep inventing new styles for that. So that was the major challenge, and that's a good. Actually, that's a that creates that's a good challenge for a creative person to create something new. It's a constant challenge for that, and that was very good for me, I think.
You're always keeping abreast of things, and none more so than the Indian fashion business with saris and trends and things. Yeah. So what do you like about your business the most? What's some of the things you really like doing with it?
Yeah, but regarding my business, what I like most is the same thing as I told you, this a pace of change it requires. I like most, I can't stick to a single particular fabric or particular style. We have to keep inventing new things and keep designing new kind of cloths and new kind of designs for the clients. And that is the major thing I like about it. And other things, the business is very good here. The quantum, the people comes here from all over the East Asia and West Asian countries. And domestic market is also good. So my business requires what new gives you every time customer comes here. If he's coming every week or every month, if you give him something new to wear, then it's a constant thing for us. So that's a major thing I like about it, sir.
Great. What don't you like about being an entrepreneur?
What?
Do you have any dislikes?
Dislikes? No, nothing for a business. Sometimes it feels like the competition is very fierce here. Mm-hmm. So being one major thing dislike about is you have to be a cost competitive as well as very good quality provider buyer. So that's the balancing act of this thing. Sometimes I get, it's very difficult. If you are going to provide a good quality fabric, then the cost is going to increase or whatever is there. So you have to be cost competitive as well as the quality manufacturer.
Exactly right. I can see that. So Thinking about business opportunities in India today for fashion entrepreneurs, how would you characterize them?
Well, e-commerce makes any business a global business. That's the major thing. Where there are no boundaries, and there is no time frame for the business also. And for fashion, there is huge lot of opportunities there. And if you're going to count the characteristic, like it's a worldwide customer base. You don't have to confine to any particular area or whatever it is. If you are designing a fabric or apparel, and if you can appeal to any kind of customer, then it's a worldwide customer base for you. Then 24/7 storefront is there. And if you introduce services like made-to-order services, customization services, or if you are outsourcing the stitching services also. And one more thing is going on, that is drop shipping. Like many worldwide fashion houses, what they are doing, they are making their own website or they are selling their own in their own showrooms. But they outsource the drop shipping is given to the Indian people. Like they are selling a salwar kameez there. They put one piece there, and they, whenever they get the order, they just order the dropshipper here in India. So it's also good for the e-commerce people.
So how would you describe your customers? I mean, you must have different types of customers. You have your domestic customers in India, and you have your overseas customers. Are they mainly Indian expatriates overseas, or is it?
Yeah. What's the customer profile? Yeah, you see, it's a very interesting mix of my customers. I have many customers, the most of they are expatriate Indians. But what I feel that when I was doing the business with them, I thought an idea of why not, these Bollywood is very famous all over the India world. So many white people also were trying to wear a sari. And they were also interested in that. So I created a niche for that also. I introduced how to wear a sari, DVDs there. I started to pursue them that you can also wear a sari. If you buy a sari from our business, you will get a DVD with the sari. So you can try it and you can wear it on your own. So it was also a good idea. So basically right now I'm selling to almost 50 to 60 countries all over the world. That includes smaller countries like Slovenia also, and major client base is UK and US, where the Indian people are most of there. But I'm not confining my buyer base to be only Indian or only Pakistani or all that. I'm trying to sell all over the world and with all the kind of people, maybe it whites or black or whatever Indian origin. I'm trying to sell all over India.
I really like that. So all the women listeners, Vikram... Yeah. Can ship a DVD on how to wear a sari if you don't know how.
Yeah.
That's great. So just thinking about the business opportunities that e-commerce provides to companies like yours, like Multifabric, how would you characterize them? They made a big difference to business in...
Yeah, it's making a big difference. See, Nicholas, what I think initially when I was just out of the my business school, India was like a closed economy. Mm-hmm. It was not many foreign companies were coming here to India, and it was like a closed economy. But as the business scenario was changing, the new government took place, and they all changed the rules and regulations for the coming countries to India, and that gradually. Till today, the scenario is whole changed. Many companies are here. Most of the brand, you name the brand, you will get it in India. So it's a very equal thing for the Indian entrepreneurs to enter any market in the world. So I give you an example that this Wrangler brand is there, then the Levi's brand is there. Mm-hmm. They are all international brand, but the fabric is being manufactured by Indian company. Okay. Even they are stitching the garments and then they are selling to US and all that. So it's a very common platform for the. It's not like the India is not providing all these things. It's a very good thing for us.
That's great. Finally, so our listeners can learn more about your firm, can you provide some links to your website and your products?
Yeah, sure. I'll be sending you the mail for that. And we are our main portal is multifabonline.com. That is our major website. From there, you will get the link for. We are also launching a few websites for our German and French buyer also, because the language is very important for those people. So soon we will be launching two more websites for our German and website, German and French buyers. Right now we are working through multifabonline.com.
Okay. I'll provide some information in the podcast notes for the listeners to go specifically to the website. Thanks for your time, yeah. Vikram.
Thank you very much, Nicholas.
That's it for episode 9. Hope you enjoyed it, and look forward to bringing you some more episodes from other parts of Asia.